All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on 97.1 KSBT in Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, and NorthIdahoRadio.com anywhere you go. Yeah. Hey, I've got a couple of important announcements for you in a few moments, but first let me tell you what's happening here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, your host. By the way, we've got another good one for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly get-together with the City of Sandpoint's Arts and Historic Preservation Officer, Heather Upton. She'll be sharing the latest info from her department and introducing us to the newly appointed member of the Arts and Historic Preservation Commission, none other than Keely Gray, who is no stranger to this very microphone and this chair right here. Looking forward to talking with those two ladies. And in our second segment, we'll meet Andy Bruce, along with his wife, Christina. They own and operate AGE Heating and Cooling. Andy will be in here telling us all about their business and what they have to offer you. And in our final segment today, we'll introduce you to another fairly new business in the Sandpoint area, North Idaho Undercoating. Owner and operator Justin Offerman will be with us and teach us about his product and services can preserve and protect your rig's undercarriage, which is super important, especially this time of year around here. All right, so I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is our very own Dan Young, who I think most of you and our listening audience is familiar with Dan Young. Of course, he hosted Speak Up North Idaho for a number of years. He was the morning drive DJ on KPND, our flagship station, back in the later 90s, early 2000s. Did that for a number of years. Of course, emceed just about everything around town and always giving to nonprofits. And in a special place in his heart was Lost in the 50s and Carolyn Gleason, of course. And he was the DJ host for the Lost in the 50s street dance, which took place right after the parade every Friday of Lost in the 50s. So Dan Young did that for decades and passed away today after a long bout with the illness. But sorry to report that. On the lighter side of things, just want to tell you about Winter Carnival kicks off this evening. Keely Gray, when she gets in here in a few minutes, will tell us more about that, I'm sure. But it starts tomorrow. Sandpoint Shopping District have a Winter Carnival sales throughout Winter Carnival, which lasts from tomorrow, the 17th, through February 26th. And let's see, there's the Parade of Lights sponsored by Ting. Can't say enough about Ting. That is tomorrow, downtown Sandpoint at 5:30. And it's followed by a after fun at the Pondere Winery, which is open. I mean, bring the whole family. DJ music by Sand Creek Sound. There's fire dancers, complimentary s'mores. There's free hot chocolate. And, of course, wine from Pondere Winery and all kinds of stuff. To learn more about Winter Carnival and events, go to wintercarnival.com, wintercarnival.com. Okay, girls high school basketball kicks off today in the playoffs. Clark Fork Wampus Cats girls are there, and they play at, I think it's 7 o'clock this evening. The Sandpoint girls are also there for the fourth year in a row, and gosh, it's just become a regular thing for the Sandpoint girls to go to the state playoffs. They play Minico this afternoon, in fact, right after this program at the top of the hour. Now, for years, it's been my favorite thing to do is to go to state and do play-by-play for basketball, but because of some personal issues, I can't leave town right now. No, it's not a legal thing. It's just family business. So, unfortunately, I'm not there, but we will, coming up at the top of the hour, be bringing you updates of this afternoon's game of the Bulldogs against Minico. And our very own Pat Murphy has volunteered to provide those updates for you. And so that'll be coming your way from about 1 until about 2:30 here.
Each and every
this
break.
Afternoon. Yeah. And in each break.
Yeah, each break I'll pipe in with the updated score. And yeah.
Each break he will have the updated score and news from the girls against Minico. If they win, they go to the Idaho Center tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock our time, and we will have the play-by-play for you for that game. I think we're also going to do updates of the Clark Fork girls this afternoon, too. So just stay tuned here to KSBT KBFI for all of that action. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, it's our monthly visit with the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation Officer and more. So stick around.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back in time for our monthly segment with the City of Sandpoint, and in particular with Heather Upton, the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer. Is that your official title?
That is.
We've talked about this. You are an officer.
Yeah, I mean, I can't pull people over for violating.
You can try if you
or historic preservation, but.
And you have a guest with us today, and a no stranger to this studio or this show or even your own show, Keely Gray with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, also putting on plays and all kinds of different functions at the Panada Theater.
Yes, I wear many, many hats in this community.
In fact, we're going to talk about one of those hats in a little bit because this is the beginning of Winter Carnival this weekend.
Woohoo!
So we'll get to that. But first, Heather, what's going on in your department?
Well, we are so excited. We just appointed the two new commission members, which I spoke with you earlier about. And one of them's Keely.
Hey!
Keely Gray and Caitlin Shook.
All right.
Yeah, so it's fun to have their new energy to the group.
Yes, it is. And what does that commission do? I mean, you talked about this a month ago, but
absolutely. For those that are just tuning in, so this is the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission at the City of Sandpoint. So we do many things within that commission, but primarily oversee all public art. So that includes the murals within the community, and we work on historic preservation, and we're working closely with the tribes, too, as well.
Oh, good. So you've been at this job for a little while now. Of course, you were
with the
Historical Society.
Yes.
And we've been trying to get Hannah Combs.
Yeah, she'll be on.
So is she running the whole show over there now?
She is. It's
She's
so
executive
exciting.
Executive director. Go, Hannah.
Yes, yes.
Anything new with her and the historical museum and stuff that you know of?
Well, I definitely would love Hannah to come on and share. But I believe they just hired a new museum administrator, so that's really exciting.
Great.
And they are working on some incredible projects. So, and I'm doing a lot of partnership initiatives with her at the city too. So it's fun to be working with her in that capacity.
And is the museum open again?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I know they took some time off and kind of went through some transition. And did they remodel inside?
They were working on the collection.
Gotcha.
Which has been amazing and beautiful since 1972. So it's a large closet of constant maintenance, if you can imagine.
Well, I can't.
That's my metaphor.
It's a good one.
To go in and check it out. And Keely, what... I know you do so much, I mean,
you.
In your spare time, which you don't have any of. I mean, you're just constantly.
I have more than people think.
Constantly on the, I mean, well, you're just very, very active.
I try.
What interested you in joining Heather in this commission?
Well, I mean, as you kind of noted before, the arts are kind of my happy place. That's where I've always existed. And with taking a leadership role in Lake Pend Oreille Repertory Theater and, you know, being involved in the community as I have been with the Chamber and Leadership Sandpoint and all the nonprofit work, it was actually brought up to me, I think, a year ago. And I applied a year ago and didn't get it on, wasn't appointed at that point in time. And then as soon as I saw it on Facebook that they were opening up positions again this last time around, and I remember because I was in the nail salon and I was like, oh, I have a few minutes before my nail appointment, so I'm just going to apply. And I just did all my stuff on my phone and sent in my application because I was like, oh, I'm not going to miss this chance and I want to make sure I get like in. And I think I must have been one of the first ones because my name was like the first one read by the mayor. And so I don't know if it had just gone out, but I was so excited to jump on that opportunity because I've been wanting to get more involved with the city and everything the great things that they're doing, and especially with Heather coming on and taking over this position. It's just so great.
She was born for this job.
She really was. We had a meeting yesterday morning, and the way that Heather welcomes people and makes people feel so valued in every single meeting. I told her afterwards, I'm like, it is amazing how you just are with people, and I look up to her so much in that regard.
Keely, you're so sweet. I promise I didn't pay her to do that.
We'll take the $20 after the show.
Yeah, I'd settle for a free lunch. That'd be great. So what do you guys have coming up? What's the next thing for?
So much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of working elements right now. But one of the biggest things is the downtown waterfront design competition. And, some changes have been made to the manual, and that's actually, headed to the council meeting tonight. Once that gets on its way, it's going to be really exciting to see what develops through that process and the master plan that comes out, which will inherently influence a lot of what we do on the commission.
So what does that include there along Sand Creek and what's now that parking lot area? What are some of the
Absolutely.
Options there? What are you looking at?
You know, one of the things that's really exciting about the city that we do, and I think a lot of people don't know about, we have these incredible staff packets that are put together before a council meeting, and they're open to the public. So there's an amazing manual that in the design manual, the draft actually that's going to council, anyone can go on the website and look at that. And I highly encourage people to do that, and you'll see there's a map, and it shows the area that encompasses that design competition.
And I'll add to that that Kate always tells me to shout this from the mountaintops every time, but you can actually get that agenda. You can get a notice sent to your email every week when it's released, and it'll have each and every agenda item, and you can click on it and see all of the downloads, like the waterfront competition, like everything that's on the docket for council. They send it to you in an email with links, and so you literally don't even have to go to the website, because it's amazing. But if that's something that is a hindrance to you, get signed up, and then you can have all of those, like planning and zoning, even our commission. You can get all of those agendas sent to you.
So how do you go to Engage Sandpoint to get all this?
I want to say, I don't know if I went to Engage Sandpoint. I think I literally just went to the city website and found some sort of thing that said, hey, want to get news from the city? Sign up here. And I just signed up and gave him my email. And from then on forward, I was getting all these emails.
Really helpful tool. I'm glad you mentioned that.
So has a winning design been selected, or is it?
Oh, no, it's okay. Just the start. So what happens are the design team. So it's this manual's put out, and interested design teams apply. And everything, again, is in that manual. It's a really great step-by-step on how that design competition is going to work. And it's quite an involved process. But the really important thing to mention is the fact that there's so many public opportunities.
And going to be more so voted on tonight.
Absolutely. And so I think that's one thing our community really needs to understand is this is a wonderful way to accomplish all of the master planning that has been done within all the departments of the city. And to really involve the public in a large way.
So instead of waiting to see what happens and then complaining about it
exactly.
in letters to the editor or whatever, this is your chance to actually take a look at it before it all happens.
Get involved, yeah. And I mean, Heather, I don't know, I'm kind of putting her on the spot here, so forgive me. But if I remember correctly, in the first city council meeting when they brought it up, there are going to be community members who are going to be involved with the design teams to help make sure, because I know a lot of people's concern about this is how are they going to know what Sandpoint is? Mm-hmm. And I was just impressed with all of the local involvement that's coming through in the plan that's already introduced and more so that's going to be introduced.
Yeah, we have local community members on all of our stakeholder committees, and then there's individuals, each individual at the city that's in a staff position that would be supporting this competition is a technical advisor. So I'm the technical advisor on historic preservation, arts, and the community's culture, essentially, along with Native culture too. And so I've done a lot of work inputting all of that information into the design manual, but then I'll be doing technical briefings too. So the community has me to be able to represent our cultural history and who we are and where we want to be.
So just, for example, at Cedar and First Avenue, not where the Cedar Street Bridge is, but just up Cedar a little bit, there's that old gas station that was there years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it's been a flower shop and it's been a pet food place.
Yeah.
There's going to be something else going in there. Does your department take a look at their design to make sure it's going to fit Sandpoint, or is that something that they have to ask you about?
That could certainly be a process down the road. Not necessarily right now, but I am a historic preservation resource for any developer or person that has a historic property, residential or commercial. So they can certainly come to me, learn more about the history of that building.
Hey, we want to build this
whatever, but
we want it to fit in.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I love sharing the history of a building and giving them any supportive material and a historic rehabilitation.
Excellent.
And for this competition, if this competition goes smashingly successful, hopefully that could be something further down the line where it would be a part of the design process that they have to adhere to. Because if the design competition is what we want it, then they would have to adhere to certain aesthetic.
Yeah,
correct.
It all goes back to the adopted master plans, and those are all on the city website as well. But certain things with historic preservation have been identified in the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Master Plan.
Great. We've got a few minutes left. We're talking to Keely Gray and Heather Upton with the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation. Keely, switch hats now to your Chamber of Commerce hat. You mentioned competition.
Yes.
This Friday night is the Winter Carnival.
Yes.
And it's all for fun, but it's also a competition, right? Do people get best float or whatever?
Yes. So thank you for that. Winter Carnival kicks off this Friday with the Parade of Lights, which is going to start Friday at 5:30 City Parking. We're very excited because I'm gonna shout out to Ting and Kari Sakamano as much as I can, because Kari and Ting have thrown down the gauntlet and said if we can make this the largest parade we've had, larger than last year, Ting will donate money to the nonprofit of the chamber's choosing.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. And so
it's like they're not doing enough for the Panada already.
Right. Oh, Ting does so much for our community. Like I love them so much. And yeah. Kari is such an amazing spokesperson for them. And Kari drew from her memories of growing up here and the Winter Carnival being around when she was a kid.
I remember the Winter Carnival being almost as big as the 4th of July was back then.
Yeah. And this is our 50th year.
Oh, that's amazing.
50th year. So if you're interested and want to come see the festivity, it's the smallest, greatest little parade in the world. We go around, we go down Oak, down Second, up Main, and then off of Third. So it's literally like two square blocks and we circle it and it's great. We were putting up signs today and everybody was like, well, wait a second. Don't they go down the main drags? And we're like, not this parade. So we have lots of fun and you'll see Boss and I with our probably all suited up in warmth, but we'll have our little glow sticks. We encourage everybody to get their glow sticks on. If you even have just like battery powered Christmas lights, wrap yourself in them and then come down for the Parade of Lights. And then after the parade,
it's free to be
in the parade. And you can email me Keely@sandpointchamber.com, KEELY@sandpointchamber.com to get an entry form. It's not too late. And then afterwards, Pondere Winery is going to have their amazing after party, and they have fire dancers. They've got fire pits.
Wow.
They've got Hendrix Architects. I know they were amazing last year. They come every year. They're fantastic. And then Hendrix Architects. Sure, Annie's going to make her famous hot chocolate, which if you've never had, oh boy, you're missing out. So it's going to be a great time.
What time does the parade start?
Parade starts at 5:30.
5:30.
5:30, and then it's probably going to last till, I know, shocker, 6 o'clock. Shortest parade ever, but so much fun. And then the after party just happens right afterwards. Folks just head right down the street, right outside Pondere Winery, and you'll see all the fire pits and all of the things happening. There's even going to be a live DJ playing wonderful music. So it's going to be so much fun.
And then, of course, that kicks off Winter Carnival for the next couple of weeks. What's the best way for people to find out what all of these events going on at Winter Carnival?
So many different ways. We have such great support from our local news outlets as well as Sandpoint Online, Keoki Publishing. They're our partners. So Sandpoint Online is a great resource. We also have sandpointwintercarnival.com and visitsandpoint.com. Those are both valuable resources to check out the event. But they're blowing up everywhere. Schweitzer's got full weeks of twilight skiing and tubing and fireworks and all sorts of fun stuff. And then we're going to cap it all off on the 26th with the Canine Keg Pull right down Cedar Street in front of Eichardt's. And Eichardt's puts it on every year, and it's so much fun. If you've never seen a dog pulling a keg, like, just do
kegs
it.
Of
just
all
go
sizes.
See.
Dogs of all sizes.
They have
really,
mini
really
kegs.
Fun. Yeah.
I've seen little ones pull mini kegs. It's the cutest thing ever. But there's so much fun to be had. And so come out and support your town. Our businesses here are truly extraordinary, and they deserve all the love and appreciation they can get.
Great. Keely Gray, obviously with the Chamber of Commerce.
Switching hats now.
Thanks for being with us, and thanks for doing the Arts and Historic Preservation Commission.
It's my honor.
Outstanding. Heather Upton, always a pleasure,
well,
as it is every month,
me.
And we'll get an update from you next month.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break, and North Idaho Thursday will continue right after this.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. February is our 9th anniversary, and we're celebrating with our largest sale of the year. Every vehicle has been marked down and priced to sell. Prices are clearly marked in the windshield of every vehicle. On February 24th, we have our annual chili cook-off. The fun starts at 3 p.m., so get your best chili recipe ready. Cash prizes for first, second, and third place, plus the winner takes home the coveted golden ladle. Stop in and see us, and remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
More than a dealership, Findlay Jeep Superstore is fighting inflation. Last month was some of the biggest Jeep savings in years, and you can save big again this month during Jeep's President's Day sales event with Findlay Employee Pricing. Receive Findlay Employee Pricing on any new 2022 Jeep in stock. And Findlay Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of Jeeps. Enjoy the same discounts and savings as Findlay employees during the whole month of February. Plus, no payments for 90 days on approved credit with select lenders. That's no payments until sometime in May. Or check out a new three-row Jeep Grand Cherokee lease for as little as $259 a month. That's a 2023 Grand Cherokee El Laredo 4x4. MSRP $47,185, $259 a month, 24-month lease, 10,000 miles per year for returning FCA leases. $3,999 total is due at signing. No security deposit, tax, title, license extra on approved credit. Hurry in for the best selection. Findlay Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at FindlayPostFalls.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. We are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and we're joined right now by Andy Bruce. He is, him and his wife, they own and, wife Christina, I should say, they own and operate AGE Heating and Cooling here in Sandpoint. Andy, how are you?
Excellent, Bob.
It's great to have you on the show.
Awesome, and, thank you.
Is this your first time on the radio?
It is.
Well, you're doing great.
Well, so far so good.
Nailing it. Just absolutely nailing it. So tell us about yourself, how you got in the heating business, and how AGE came about.
I've done HVAC, heating and air conditioning, my whole life. It's a great trade, and I've done it locally here in North Idaho. The trades, they really attract me. Our tradespeople are kind of unseen heroes. Mm. And that was one of my driving factors for starting my own business, is to help young guys get into it, young guys and girls get into a trade that they can support their family and make a good earning and have a good livelihood. So
it was a good time also, to get in that business or to get in your own business here in this area, just growing like crazy. So how long has AGE been around?
We opened the doors last May. So we are fairly new, but loving every bit of it.
You're not new at it.
So not new at it, but loving every bit of it. So.
So you, your headquarters is located in that large metal building adjacent to or next door to All Seasons Garden and Floral. So most people know that building. You have to drive by it at some point in your life. So what services do you guys offer?
Basically anything air conditioning, heating related. We also do gas lines to barbecues, generators, ranges, ventilation. We do maintenance on pretty much anything heating, air conditioning wise. We do also maintain gas fireplaces. So if you have a fireplace that's all fogged over and the flames are looking little tiny blue flames, we can definitely make that thing look like it was new again. So, and installs as well. If you're looking to upgrade, that's something we do.
And what product do you carry?
We're a Lennox Premier dealer.
Perfect.
That holds us to a bit of a higher standard. Not everybody gets to be a Lennox Premier dealer. So it's an honor. We really get to take care of our customers in a better way with that. We have some extended warranties that we can offer being a Lennox Premier dealer, really taking care of people. I mean, that's my thing. That's where my heart is again, the guys and the community too, and helping people. So.
Do you guys service Bonner's Ferry as well?
We service all of Bonner County, Boundary County. So yes. And we also go into Sanders County, Montana as well. And we're licensed in Montana.
Great. Best place on earth, Bonner, yep. Boundary, and Sanders.
Yep. I agree, Bob. That's right.
And I asked you about the Lennox dealer because I know you're the only one around.
In Bonner County proper, yes, we are the only Lennox Premier dealer. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. I know one bone of contention with some service industries in the last few years, especially with our area growing so fast, is emergency services. Getting somebody to come out. I mean, when you lose your heat this time of year in Sandpoint or Bonner's Ferry area, I mean, that's an emergency. Do you guys offer that?
We do. We don't offer after hours emergency care, but gotcha. We'll be there that next morning for sure. One thing we do for a lot of our customers, maybe even if they're not customers yet, if they call us up and say, hey, our heat's out, we'll run them out some temporary heaters and then maybe get an eye on what they have there. At that point, when our service tech comes out, he may have the parts already ordered up and ready to make the repair. So
there you go. Speaking of, just give us a call, 208-578-4258, 208-578-4258. And I'm looking at your website, ageheatingandcooling.com. Pretty easy to find there. So with having been said, how many employees do you have, or trucks?
We're running three crews, install crews. We have a service tech. We have a comfort advisor who runs sales for us. And my wife takes care of all our administrative tasks. And then we have an office manager who heads up any phone calls, incoming calls, happy calls after the fact, and does all our coordination with the state permitting and all that fun stuff.
And you guys do new construction commercially and homes?
We do some new construction. It is a case by case for us, but definitely. Yep.
And let's see, what else you got? So you service all of North Idaho and Sanders County. And you mentioned the freestanding gas fireplace service. I have a couple of those in my home. How often do you suggest, being an expert, that you get those serviced?
When the flame starts looking kind of weak and you start seeing that fog on the inside of the glass. Really, that's the key. And what we can do, we use some special cleaners and we can put these glowing embers back in to make that flame look more like a real fire flame. So really it's use. How often is it used? It could be that you don't use it very often, might not need to be serviced very often. So
again, it's AGE Heating and Cooling, located technically in Sandpoint, but out towards Kootenai area on Highway 200. Again, the phone number 208-578-4258, or go to their website, which is a very well done website, by the way.
Thank you.
Very informative, and a nice picture on the cover. AGE Heating and Cooling.com for any heating or air conditioning need, and just find out more about what they do and how they can upgrade your home or your office and what have you. Andy, it's great to meet you, to have you on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Bob.
We'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we have Justin Offerman with us, and he is from North Idaho Undercoating, and he'll tell us all about that, how important it is for your vehicle. It's a very interesting subject. And again, if you are tuning in looking for the Sandpoint High School girls state playoff basketball game, we will not have a play-by-play for you today. I couldn't make the trip, but we will have updates for you. Our own Pat Murphy will be providing updates at every break here on KSBT and KBFI. So stay tuned for that. They tip off at the top of the hour here at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
When you pull up in a brand new GMC Sierra Denali Unlimited, neighbors are going to notice, even that weirdo down the street. You know who you are, Gary. It's the Spring Into a Sierra giveaway, now through March 30th at Northern Quest. Play daily with your Camas Rewards card, and you can have an $85,000 truck in your driveway come spring. The Spring Into a Sierra giveaway. Details at northernquest.com.
You know, when you love sports like I do, some people just don't get it. All the yelling, the face paint, the blind allegiance to some fictitious beaver. But you know who does get it? Epic Sports Bar. With their 30-foot HD TV, amazing game day menu, and live sports betting on their Turf Club Sportsbook kiosk. So now, I don't have to worry about scaring the cat every time my team scores. Sorry, Muffins. Good kitty. Epic Sports Bar. Only at Northern Quest.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene, Ponderay, and Athol is your headquarters for every Zags game, as well as all your favorite winter sports teams. Enjoy great food and full bar at the Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay locations, and tons of beers on tap at all locations. Can't stay for the game? Get Sweet Lou's to go. Order online at SweetLou'sIdaho.com. On Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene, Highway 95 in Ponderay, and next to Super One in Athol. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
It's February and love is in the air, and TYM tractors are the hottest love story in North Idaho. Stop by Jordan Sales and Service, home of I Love My Tractor, and get love struck with your new TYM tractor. Right now, Jordan's has them priced during their Love of Your Life TYM tractor sale. This sale won't last forever, so see them in February before it's gone. Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor and Post Falls at 715 North Pleasant View Way or online at jordansales.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here today, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and joining us right now is Justin Offerman, born and raised right here in Sandpoint, and started a business called North Idaho Undercoating, offering rust proofing for vehicles. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. And just tell North Idaho about your business and why it's so important, especially around this time of year, to be thinking about the undercarriage of your vehicle.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, vehicles are really, really expensive, and very few people can afford to replace them. And so back in 2016, I started experimenting with different products because I went to do some work, and I was fighting with a torch and breaker bar, and I was just really frustrated.
Yeah.
And so I found this company that makes a really cool, non-toxic, non-hazardous, and unusually non-drying product, and you know, it just solved the problem. I was able to apply it to my vehicle really easily. And then when I came back the next year just to do routine maintenance, I could immediately see the difference. And when I went to work on things, it was just a great experience versus a very frustrating experience. And with the chemicals they apply on the road, it accelerates rust. It does a phenomenal job of reducing accidents and keeping the roads safer, but at an expense to the drivers every day. And few people crawl into the vehicle every day and get a look at it. It's usually just a sticker shock quote from a mechanic who they're just trying to do their job, but they're fighting the rust too.
Yeah. So I would imagine that most people don't think about the undercarriage of their vehicle, and you know, especially if you put on miles on highways, and they spray this stuff, which is great. I mean, because or else the roads would be so icy, it would be a disaster. So that's not the problem, but the problem is the rust that is caused. People are from other areas and they use salt or whatever instead of those chemicals. Is that any better or worse? Or
well, salt and sand is kind of what they used to use here, but then it chips paint, cracks windows, and as the vehicle drives, it creates this air bubble in front of it, and that actually pushes the salt and sand to the ditches. So you have to apply it more often, and it becomes really expensive, and you've got your crews out there at all hours. Mm-hmm. Versus the magnesium chloride, it doesn't evaporate, and it sticks to the road. So it lasts much longer. It's usually cheaper, but it's highly, highly caustic, and it's kind of a unique chemical process. It's hygroscopic, meaning it attracts moisture. So once it's stuck to your vehicle from driving, you've got this chemical that's now actually accelerating rust. It's attracting moisture to it and just causing it to rust even faster.
So what happens to your car or truck when it's rusty down there?
You get body mounts and rot on fenders. You get brake lines that rub through and cause really, really expensive and dangerous situations. And then you go and get your car worked on by your trusted mechanic. A lot of people have been going to the same mechanic here for 10, 15 years, but you know, they have expenses just like everyone else. And what usually is a 2-hour job turns into a 5-hour job with a lot of power tools, cutting, and a lot of expensive parts. And people just can't afford that these days.
Gotcha. So how did you find this product and get learn to be the expert person to provide this service?
I'm a bit of a gearhead, so I've always liked working on cars and growing up around.
You were in the Army?
I was in the Air Force, for 8 years. I loved every minute of it. It taught me a lot of really valuable things and made me a lot more thankful to be where I am today.
So a vet owned and operated.
Yes, yes. Thank you. And as a veteran, I've always kind of liked to give back to the community because everyone around me has always been so willing to share and help.
Yeah.
Your question again, I'm sorry.
So again, you said you bought this product and used it on your own rig. Mm-hmm. How did you become the expert service provider?
Growing up around here dealing with rust, the mindset was to just wash and wash or paint. But with rust, you have to thoroughly remove it to paint it. And you can't remove it from enclosed areas.
Or it just comes right back.
Yeah, it flakes and it chips and your car frame flexes and it cracks the paint. And so I started looking at oils, but they're very dangerous and they're bad for the environment.
Gotcha.
And they evaporate, so they dry off. And so I found this company called Woolwax, and they manufacture a product primarily using lanolin from sheep's wool harvesting. So it's non-toxic, non-hazardous, and it's really, really thick. And I just bought a sample and tested it, and I loved it. And they're a great company, and they supply my equipment and everything. Mm. And so I tested it, ironically, in my vehicle in another state, came back, and was just blown away at the results.
Mm. So is anybody else around here doing this?
Unfortunately, no. I'm the only one in Idaho, so that's good and bad. You know, it keeps me busy, and I like really being able to just to help everyone. So,
and like I said, most people don't think about the undercarriage of their rig and probably have no idea what this might cost and what, you know, is it worth it? Are you available to talk to people about it?
Yes, I pride myself on being available to answer questions because it does cause questions. What do you mean it's non-drying? What do you mean it's non-toxic? It stops rust. And
solvent-free.
Yes, and so I really like to just point to people that it's not magic. Rust needs three things: oxygen, moisture, and metal. And it's everywhere in Mother Nature. It's always trying to return metal back to its state. And this product simply blocks oxygen and moisture. So I really like explaining that to people. I always have different pieces of metal to show them kind of the effects of it over time. And then I'm really big on pictures and videos. So customers, because visual helps a lot with that when they ask,
absolutely,
what does it look like? What does it smell like? And
speaking of visuals, I'm trying to imagine how you apply it to the underneath somebody's truck. How do you do that?
So when a customer comes up, I ask them if they have any questions, and then I kind of walk them through the process, opening up the doors, the hood, and then dropping the tailgate, trunk, or hatchback of the vehicle and fogging all those doors and drain hinges. And then when the vehicle's put on a lift, I raise it up in the air with a four-post vehicle lift like a mechanic shop. And then I suit up and apply a cover to the vehicle, and I use a commercial airless system, actually manufactured as well. And usually it takes a couple hours for most cars and trucks, and it's almost like painting, but it's a quite a bit thicker product, so there's very, very little mess afterwards.
So once you get this done, when would you need to redo it? How often do you suggest you have it redone?
Great question. The manufacturer will recommend at least an annual touch-up. And the reason why is the majority of the frame and undercarriage of the vehicle will not need to be coated again. The majority of the touch-up comes from the very front of the vehicle that's always getting that road rash, always running into the snow and the ice.
But it's not the full-on service like the initial.
Correct. It's a discounted, quicker touch-up price. And it's really popular because I work with a lot of customers to develop a plan specific to their vehicle. Some of the more commercial guys that use their trucks for plowing will have to come back more often
versus someone
who just doesn't drive a whole lot. It can be 2 or 3 years before I need to see them again.
Oh.
So I kind of come up with a plan that A, meets their budget, and B, is guaranteeing the protection of their vehicle.
So the customers, once they've learned about it and you've agreed to do it, do they come to you? Do you come to them? How does that work?
So primarily I offer drop-off services at the shop just because it does serve its purpose with all the equipment and everything. However, in the summertime, I do offer mobile services. It is a big truck and trailer, almost 60 mm-hmm. feet long, so that does have some unique requirements for safety and making sure I can get in and out. But I offer both. In the summertime, I can come to them pending just some space requirements, and then primarily it's drop-off at the shop.
And then how big of area would you service?
Bonner County, Boundary County, and Kootenai County, kind of all over the place.
Very good to know. We're talking to Justin Offerman from North Idaho Undercoating. If you want to learn more, you go to North Idaho Undercoating, very basic, .com, and you could send them a message at northidahoundercoating@gmail.com, or just give Justin a call, 208-255-8199. That's 208-255-8199. And where are you located for people who need to come see you?
My shop is off Colburn Culver Road.
Okay.
It's going through a remodel right now, so I just ask that you give me a call to make sure we can get you in with crews working around.
And is this the time of year to do this, or is it, should you wait till we get into spring, or what
do
you advise?
There's not every time is a great time. Summertime does work best just because there's not snow and ice on the road. So I have to work around the weather with snow in the winter. Preferably springtime. One unique aspect of the product is it creeps on the metal. Hmm. And that only happens during the warmer temperatures. So if I spray your vehicle right before summer starts, it's going to have all summer long for it to creep into those seam welds, pinch welds, and soak into those hard-to-reach areas. And that's where really it does the most protection, is when it's had time to creep.
Good to know. But this is the time of year to learn more about it and while that stuff's on the roads. Again, it's Justin Offerman at North Idaho Undercoating, and easy to find, northidahoundercoating.com, 208-255-8199. Justin, it's great to have you on the show and great to learn about your product. I love your enthusiasm.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity just to help people save their vehicles.
There you go. Yeah, give them a call, learn more about it, and then hopefully get it done to your rigs this spring or summer. Again, real quick, as we approach the top of the hour here, obviously I'm not in Boise with the girls basketball right now, but we will have updates for you on their girls opening game against Minico, and that's happening at 1 o'clock our time. So about every 10, 12 minutes, we will have an update for you, and we will have a play-by-play for you tomorrow, either in a consolation or hopefully from the Idaho Center there in Boise. Anyway, that's it for North Idaho Thursday today. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.